finding his appointment in times of disappointment. Words from Jesus.
I know it's hard at times for you to see my purpose in allowing disappointments in your life. But as you turn to me and give thanks to me in all things and look to me to carry you through, I renew your hope and remind you of the bigger picture purpose for your life. When you make the choice to glorify me in all things and at all times, you experience my grace and the strength to carry you through. I can use the ashes of disappointment to help you come to better know my grace and glory. As you look to me for my grace and give thanks in all things, the voice of praise and thanksgiving will usher you into the light of a brighter day of renewed hope. To you, my children, who know me and love me, all things will work together for good. Trust that my ways are higher than your ways, and that I do all things well concerning my children. My spirit in you. My dear one, I do not condemn you for your faults and weaknesses. Your human failures do not make me love you less. Remember that I know everything about you. I see every time that you come to me and cry out to me in desperation for my answers and my help. Your desire to do better, and your willingness to grow and change, and your desperation to pray and seek my face for personal answers to your problems do not distance you from me. They draw you closer. I understand how much you want to do the right thing, and your disappointment when things don't turn out as you'd hoped, in spite of your best efforts. But that's why you need me and my spirit working in you. You don't have the strength in yourself to be humble, loving, or wise. No one has enough strength in themselves, for this strength comes from my spirit in you. The only way to have such strength is to receive it from me. Stepping stones. You can turn what seems like an albatross in your life into a blessing. You can turn what seems to be a hindrance and source of trials into a closer connection to me and my spirit. You can turn your weakness into a strength. These things are possible with me if you can believe. These weak areas in your life have kept you humble and desperate with me, as you've yielded and sought me for answers. You've learned compassion for others who suffer, as you can feel the heartaches of those you pray for and weep with those who weep, and you're touched with the afflictions of those who suffer. When you are aware of your need of me and are desperate for my help with your problems, then you're much more desperate in prayer for others. Your weaknesses and mistakes are not failures, but can be stepping stones toward progress and growth. My footsteps. My precious one, I know it is your sincere desire and prayer to walk in my footsteps. Therefore, don't be surprised at the burdens and the heaviness of heart that will touch you from time to time as you experience my compassion and love for others. I wept. I wept for the burdens. I wept for the trials. I wept when I saw my loved ones fall and stumble. I wept, and I was moved with compassion upon them. I wept. Yet my sorrows brought me to my Father's loving arms on the wings of desperate prayer. These difficult times are meant for you to learn to truly cast your burden on me. And as you do so, your faith will grow. Catalyst. The sufferings, trials, distresses, or tribulations that you experience can serve as catalysts that lead you to greater awareness of my presence and my love for you, that you may grow in a closer walk with me. Know in your heart that all things will work together for good for my children who love me. Remember that I have numbered even the very hairs of your head. As you choose to take a stand of faith and give thanks in all things, you will experience my strength and grace to overcome. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, your faith. Suffering and tribulation are often a catalyst that draws you close to me as you seek me. As you call upon me for every happening and need in your life, I pour my grace upon you. Through these events that you often see as suffering and tribulation, I lead you into a closer walk with me. These events can become blessings in disguise, as you are moved into a position where I'm able to pour my grace upon you, that through my grace, you may come to know me more intimately and experience my glory. The glory. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. If you could fathom even an infinitesimal speck of what this means, you would not doubt my workings in your life for one moment. All power, glory, and majesty are in my hand. If you could only see the glorious future that I have prepared for you, you would not look upon times of suffering, trials, and tribulation as something to be dreaded. You would look to me with eyes of gladness and the voice of thanksgiving, and find strength that through these you might come to know my glory. Give thanks to me in all things, even when you can't see anything good in the situation you are facing. In your trials and suffering, my beloved, seek to come to know me in a greater way than in times past, so that through these my power and glory may rest upon you, and your faith will be strengthened. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Chosen and ordained. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. But you must have patience and wait for the doors to open. Then after you have done the will of God, you will receive the promise. Always remember that I love you and care for you, and my desire for you is that you will find complete fulfillment in me, and that you will find joy unspeakable as you delight yourself in me. I have much in store for you, so hold on. When you feel that you can't go on, cling to me and my word, and I will supply the strength and faith and patience you need to endure. I see your sacrifices. I see your tears. And I will reward you for all your labors of love. Therefore, take courage and keep on believing, for the answer is on its way. The Hope and the Future. As you glorify me in all things and give thanks in all things, you can rest in the hope for the future I have promised you. When you face suffering, trials, and disappointments, you can find shelter in my grace as a way of escape. Remember that I have promised to always make a way of escape that you can bear whatever earthly trials you face. Trials and distresses are stepping stones to my grace and the passageway to glory. I do not allow troubles so you'll be cast down into a deep pit with no way out. I do not allow disappointment so that you will shut yourself within high walls of sorrow and grief. Problems and disappointments can draw you closer to me so that you can experience my power and strength and my glory can rest upon you. All things that you face in life are meant to bring you into closer communion with me. I will give you treasures from the darkness and reveal to you hidden riches from the secret places so that you may know that I am the Lord your God who calls you by your name. Your disappointments become my holy appointments as you draw close to me and glorify me in all things. I do all things well toward you, my beloved, in loving kindness and in righteousness. In the day when righteousness will be poured down and cover the earth, you will rejoice forevermore and dwell in eternal joy.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.